After 40 years of watching couples navigate the turbulent waters of marriage, researchers discovered something that challenges everything we believe about lasting love. It's not about finding your soulmate or maintaining constant passion. It's about 8 specific conversations, 8 deliberate moments that separate thriving relationships from those that quietly unravel. The couples who make it aren't necessarily more compatible or less complicated. They've simply learned to talk about what matters most, transforming ordinary date nights into relationship-saving rituals that build connection one conversation at a time. Researchers observed newlywed couples in a laboratory apartment, tracking heart rates and facial expressions. By analyzing how partners discussed their shared history, they predicted relationship outcomes with 94% accuracy. The difference wasn't fighting less, it was how couples communicated. Happy partners spoke warmly, used we instead of I, recalled vivid memories with energy, and expressed pride in overcoming challenges together. Struggling couples revealed their fate through cynicism, eye-rolling, and bitter disappointment. Every successful relationship has deep friendship at its core, partners who truly know each other and function as a team. Small positive actions performed regularly matter most, showing appreciation, talking daily, exchanging affectionate greetings. But weekly date nights create a foundation that withstands life storms. Rachel and Doug maintained this ritual for 31 years, starting during college finals when they met at midnight despite overwhelming demands. This commitment continued through medical residency, newborn twins, and grueling schedules. "We would not be together if not for date night," Rachel explains. John and Julie visit a cafe where they order the same meal every time, forbidding work discussions. Instead, they hold hands, flirt, and ask open-ended questions. Treat date nights as sacred appointments. Expensive outings aren't necessary. Trust builds through consistent presence, not grand gestures. Ben and Leah met when he noticed her reading outside his class. Their connection developed through Ben's reliability rather than attraction, creating deep safety that continues 5 years later. Exploring trust together, they discovered different family models shaped their needs. Leah's divorced parents left her craving follow-through, while Ben's parents stayed together without emotional connection. They realized trust extends beyond fidelity to encompass reliability in all promises. Commitment manifests through daily choices and maintaining appropriate boundaries, walls around the relationship with windows between partners. When people confide relationship problems to outsiders while keeping these conversations secret, they build walls between themselves while opening windows to others. Truly committed couples invest everything, communicating that their partner is precious and irreplaceable through nurturing gratitude and magnifying positive qualities. When trust breaks, repair requires scheduling time to talk, sharing feelings without blame, listening without judgment, examining if incidents triggered past feelings, acknowledging contributions, exchanging sincere apologies, and creating prevention plans together. Wesley and Marie claimed they never argued, yet harbored growing resentment. Marie silently resented Wesley's habit of falling asleep with the television on. When they finally confronted it, Wesley revealed childhood trauma requiring the television for comfort, while Marie disclosed her fear of conflict from her parents' relationship. This reveals a crucial truth: conflict achieves mutual understanding, not winning arguments. Most relationship conflicts, 69%, are perpetual problems that cannot be resolved but must be managed. The key is accepting your partner's differences rather than trying to change them. Gridlock occurs when couples argue repeatedly without progress, becoming increasingly polarized, the real relationship killer. Within every gridlocked conflict lies a deeper dream that needs uncovering. Happy couples handle disagreements with gentleness and positive communication through a 5-step repair process. Share feelings during the fight, explain perspectives without contesting whose memory is correct, identify emotional triggers from past experiences, accept responsibility for one's part, and discuss how to handle similar situations better. Long married couples often see their partner's quirks as amusing rather than frustrating. The key isn't eliminating conflict, but approaching differences with curiosity rather than correctness. Money is a top reason couples fight, and the single best predictor of divorce. When Adam received an inheritance, his desire to save clashed with Trevor's preference for spending on experiences. Their breakthrough came when they explored what money symbolized. Trevor's father died at 35, leaving family adventures unfulfilled, while Adam's family suffered hardship after his father lost his job with no savings. Understanding these deeper meanings enabled compromise, using 10% for travel while saving the rest. Work often becomes the third party in relationships, competing for time and energy. Research shows couples fight more about unpaid household work than paid employment, with sharing chores ranking as the third most important element of successful marriage after faithfulness and good sex. Partners must understand both their own and their partner's money legacy, the emotional associations with wealth, poverty, independence, and strength. When work hours strain a relationship, explore deeper meanings. What satisfaction does work fulfill, and what connection is being missed during absences? Fun and adventure are essential for relationship success. Novel activities increase satisfaction. Joy from new experiences enhances feelings about your partner. Play creates connection and trust, with laughter as its emotional essence. While early dating naturally includes fun, long-term relationships require deliberate playfulness. Our brains crave novelty through the seeking system, flooding us with dopamine during new experiences. Fear-inspiring activities create closeness without real danger, releasing dopamine and phenylethylamine, the same high as falling in love. Adventures needn't be exotic. Exploring new neighborhoods, trying different foods, or taking classes together works perfectly. Change is inevitable in relationships. Partners grow by encountering different minds, and while this creates conflict, it offers opportunities for deeper understanding. Your partner harbors unknown dreams, often rooted in childhood. Suppressed dreams don't disappear, they emerge as gridlocked conflicts. The key is honoring each other's dreams, even conflicting ones. Supporting dream fulfillment keeps passion alive. Suppressing them breeds resentment and distance. The 8 conversations launch a lifetime of growing understanding. Relationships thrive on curiosity, vulnerability, and stretching beyond comfort zones. Small daily moments build lasting love. Knowing about each other's days, greeting with kisses, playing together, discussing stressors, and honoring dreams. These micro moments, thoughtful notes, midday texts, shoulder massages, or pausing for eye contact, create connection. The happiest couples maintain 20 positive interactions for every negative one during normal times and 5-1 during conflicts. Successful couples schedule regular date nights, create shared rituals, and actively plan their future. Couples completing these 8 dates reported feeling surprisingly closer, discovering new aspects of their partners even after years together. They navigated difficult conversations more skillfully and developed greater empathy. The journey of love isn't about finding the perfect partner, but becoming one. Someone who listens deeply, shares vulnerably, repairs quickly, and cherishes daily. Successful couples see conflict as opportunity for growth. Creating safety for both people to be fully themselves requires ongoing commitment, supporting each other's personal growth, maintaining individual identities, and regularly updating your understanding of each other's evolving dreams. This intentional love doesn't just happen. It's built conversation by conversation, date by date, through conscious choice and dedicated practice. Start tonight.